You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Ժանանք մշակույթ ավանդություն հայու բարձանքն է, եւ ուր որ հայրենիք է գլսվին, հոն հայրենիք ողջ է. Good morning, it is Sunday, October the 13th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sona Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music. Latest news of the Armenian community and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հրաված էր որոշ տեղը պազմահազար հայերու և ոդարներու գողմե։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իր անուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
We did have two deaths in our community. Leonard Condian passed away peacefully on September 19th in Deerfield Beach, Florida. He was born in Providence, Rhode Island. He was a son of Leo and Mary Condian of Cranston, former owner of the Apple Valley Shoe Repair in New Look's Pools. He will be missed by his sister, his daughters, his companion, and many cousins and relatives. A memorial will be announced. Our condolences to the Condian family. And in Johnston on October 6th, George Tashtian passed away. He was 93, at home surrounded by his loving family. He was a beloved husband of the late Barbara Tashtian. Born in Providence, he was son of the late Oscar and Blanche Tashtian. George received his Bachelor of Science in Accounting from Bryant College and worked for the state of Rhode Island for 30 years, retiring as Senior Revenue Officer in 1993. He was a World War II U.S. Navy veteran, a member of the state of Rhode Island Board of Accounting, past president of Rhode Island Association of Accountants, and past president of the Johnson Lions Club. George was a devoted father of Mark Tashtian. George Tashton Jr. and his wife Jennifer, all of Johnston, Lisa Laurie and her husband William of Cranston, and Laurie Tashton of Narragansett, loving grandfather of Talia Laurie and Olivia Tashton, dear brother of the late Virginia Shakhnazarian, Elizabeth Pug, and Anita Medeiros. Relatives and friends were invited to Mass yesterday from Holy Cross Church, and our condolences to the Tashton family. And with our Daddy Litzes. Today, October 13th, 2001, it is the 18th Daddy Litz of Bizard Garabedian. October 13th, 2015, today is the 4th Daddy Litz of Aram Don Abedian. October 14th, 2018, tomorrow is the 1st Daddy Litz of Avedis Apkarian. October 14th, 2004, Monday is the 15th Daddy Litz of Peter Garabedian. October 14th, 2009, Monday is the 10th Daddy Litz of Haruchun Armudyan. October 15th, 2004, Tuesday is the 15th Daddy Litz of Varkes Markarian. October 15th, 2009, Tuesday is the 10th Daddy Litz of Beverly Kashmanian. October 16, 1996, Wednesday is the 23rd Dalit of Elise Eranoshan. October 16, 2000, Wednesday is the 19th Dalit of Carl Klein. October 16, 2015, Wednesday is the 4th Dalit of Suren Murajan. October 17, 2000, Thursday is the 19th Dalit of Jerry Meradian. October 17, 2000, Thursday is the 19th Dalit of Kurken Khachadurian. October 17, 2001, Thursday is the 18th Dalit of Nivart Aramian. October 17, 2004, Thursday is the 15th Daddy Litz of John Gulisarian. October 17, 2013, Thursday is the 6th Daddy Litz of Dr. Vahe Pahigyan. October 18, 2005, Friday is the 14th Daddy Litz of Jacob Oskoyan. October 18, 2016, Friday is the 3rd Daddy Litz of Susan Boroshan. And the next day, October 19, 2016, it is her daughter's Daddy Litz. Saturday will be their 3rd Daddy Litz for Lisha Bogosian Langford. Iveri Yerusalem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased.
Iveri. We have with us, first of all, let me state that the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as Cultural Month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haig Donigyan.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle, which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur, and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root, which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread, and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the queen of translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that for ever and over 100 years, in the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet, there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Ages could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when 1,000 or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, The Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, in the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
Arjavadiv, der Haik Kana Donigyan.
Հանունհոր եւ օրդվո եւ հոգվույն սրբո ամեն Հայ ժողովրդին փառքը Երջանկահիշատակ Քարեքին Կաթողիկոս թեմիս իր առաջնորդության շրջանին իմաստուն գարգատուրչում մանելով հայ մշակույթի ամիս սրճագեց հոկտեմբերը անոր նպատակն է մասնավոր հանդիսություններով բանձացնել լուսավորության համար հայոց ոսկեթարեն մինչև մեր օրերը ազգին ընդրյալ զավակներուն կողմ է մշակույթի գալվածին մեջ ցերկ բերված վաստակները ամեն տարի ամեն թարու ամենուրեք մարդկության ըստ վար հույլին մեջ կհանդիպինք շատ քիչ անգամ արդագարքորեն հեռադես հստակադես մտքի ու սրդի արժանիքներով ընդրյալներու որոնք կջանցվին որպես հանճարեղ ծնունդներ ու ամփոխը կհետևի այդ մեծ իմացական լույսին Այսպես են Սուրբ Մեսրոպ Մաշտոց եւ Սուրբ Սահակ Բարթև մեր Փևերային լուսաշող երկու աստղերը որոնց հիշադակին ամեն հոկտեմբերին կխմբվինք Բորդգալու մեր խանթաղադանքն ու երախտիկը հանդեպ իրենց անցին ու կորձին որքան ճկնենք էջեր եւ սյունակներ լեցնենք բադարակ ու քովապանական աղոթներով եւս Կարող չենք վճարել այն հսկայական բարդքը, որ ունինք հանդեպ մեր մեծակույն դիդաններուն Սուրբ Սահակ եւ Սուրբ Մեսրոբի, որոնց նմաններուն շատ ցանցարորեն կհանդիպինք ազգերու պատմության էջերուն մեջ։ Նվիրված մներ Սուրբ Մեսրոբ, Արաքյալ մը աստուծմե, աստվածային դեսիլներով քո դեպընթված զոր լույս սպրած է հայ մշակույթին, լույսի ջամփան քարոզած Եվի բրժարանք թողած է ազգին լուսո արաքյալներ, որբեսի իր քորձը հավերժացնեն։ Այդ անցուրած զինվորները հայ մշակույթի չահը վեր բռնած ամուր իրենց գորովի փազուկներուն մեջ թարեր շարունակ բարձր վահեցին հայ անունը, հայ բադիվը եւ հայ մշակույթը։ Արդարև շատ բան գբարդինք իմացականությամբ օժտված մեր մշակներուն, որոնք հաջող արհամարելով ամեն տեսակի խոճիտները խոնավ նգուներու մեջ գամգյանքի թարմ պայմաններով կարողացեր են հարստացնել հայ մշակույթը իրենց բազմայերես ստեղծագործություններով դուրքի այդ հադուցումը շարունակական է եղած մեր պատմության ամբողջ ընթացքին մերթ արած եւ մերթալ նվազ քանակով սակայն խորքովն ու միջուկով հարուստ Հայը ուր որալ գտնված է միշտ իր եկեղեցու հովանիին դակ ապրած ու ջանցված է որպես մշակութասեր ժողովուրդ մշակույթ եւ ժողովուրդ իրար մի անբաժան են եւ մեկը մյուսին լրացուցիչը երկը ըլլացնձության կամ ողբի օրերուն ժողովրդի մոհքին հարազատ արդացոլացումն է իսկ հայ երկն ու երաժշտությունը Իրաբես ապրեցնել է մեր մշակույթը։ Անհատները ժողովրդի մարմինը կգազմեն։ Արվեստակետներն են անոր հոգին։ Ժողովուրդը, որ չունի արվեստակետ, երաժիշտ, նկարիչ, փանաստեղծ, չունի հոգի ու ամբաչար ուշտ է գանուխ կմեռնի։ Հայ ժողովուրդը իր 3000-ամյա քույության շավիղին զարուղված է արվեստակետներով, որոնք վար բահած են անոր հոգին։ Հայոց լեզուն այդ վաղեմի հեղագարգաչ վտակը թեև միշտ ազատ իր ընթացքին ու խաղացքին մեջ շնորհիվ միացյալ նահանգներու հյուրընկալ ու մարդասեր վերաբերումին որ գահարքե փոքրամասություններու անհատականությունը լեզուն ու մշակույթը ուղեկաչալերի անոնց ուսուցումը հերավորության բնական պայմաններով ձյուրած ու նոստրացած է մեր յանքի առօրյայի մեջ։ Հազիվ գաթիլ գոհոսի մեր ընտանիքներեն ներս, և մեր մանուկները լիովին անդեղյակ են մեր հայրենի փարփարին։ Բաբագածի են մեր երդասարդ սերունդի սրդերը հայոց լեզվին, հայոց ավանդություններուն ու պատմության։ Մենք կհավատանք, թե եթե հայրեր ու մայրեր միայն ու միայն չանք մնեն հայերեն խոսիլ իրենց ծավակներուն հետ, քոնե դուներեն ներս, հայոց լեզվի վտակը գրգին ուժ գորով պիտի առնե ու պիտի հորթի հայ դուներեն ներս, ապրեցնելով մեր լեզուն ու մշակույթը այս հերավոր ափերուն։ Հայ ժողովուրդը, որ քրիստոնեության լուսով առաջնորդված և ինքնուրույն մշակույթի սնունդով զորացած է թարեր շարունակ, ավելի սրդով չեր գրնար արդահայտել իր պաշտամունքը հանդեպ իր ոսկեթարու մեծերուն և հանդեպ այն քրքին, որ Աստուծո շունչ ունի իր մեջ և է կենդանի միշտ։ Ուրեմն, սիրելի հայորդիներ, պետք է և մենք պահենք ազգայի միության փարոյական հիմերը, սիրենք հայ լեզուն և մշակույթը, սիրենք Սուրբ Գիրքը, որ ներշնչարանը եղավ հայ կյանքին։ Ահա այնադեն մենք ուրախությամբ պիտի կարող ընլանք իրար ու ուսել. «Արի եղբայր, փարափանենք բարձրափարփար հայոց լեզուն, մեր սուր սրդի չուր, մեր ցերքի թուր, մեր հոգուլար հայոց լեզուն, փառք հայ մտքի և հոգի անմահ լուսավորիչներուն, ամեն»։
Some local news. St. Sog, St. Messer Church Women's Guild presenting a conversation with Marilyn Willihogen. What's on your plate? Nutrition, mindful eating, healthy choices, and portion control. That's happening today. 12:30 Agavian Auditorium. Refreshments will be served. Everyone is welcome. And again, that is today, 12:30. What's on your plate with Marilyn Willihogen? And on Sunday, next Sunday, October 20th, Meet with the Doctors, the Cultural Committee of St. Sog and St. Mesrop Church presenting the series Meet with Armenian Doctors, Question and Answers. On October 20th, Sunday at 12:30, you'll be sitting with Dr. Herman Ayvazhan, who is an internal medicine doctor. These events all take place in the Hanoian Hall. Admission is free. And again, that's next Sunday, October 20th, beginning at 12:30. And, you know, we have so much going on in our community, and we are so very lucky. But first up, let's go with the Vospigians. They're going to be in the area, in Andover. That's the Vospigians you're listening to, and they are going to be in Andover, Massachusetts, Saturday night, October 19th. The Vospigians, next Saturday night. You can listen to them live and in color. Sponsored by the Armenian Friends of America, High Kef 5 Dance. It's a five-hour dance with the Vospigians. 123 Old River Road, Andover. I would call now because no tickets sold at the door. Call Lucy Sermayan. 978-683-9121. 978-683-9121. Continuous buffet from 7:30 to 9:30. Coffee and dessert to follow. Cash bar. And again, High Kef 5 Dance, October 19th, next Saturday night. Let's listen to a little bit more of The Voice Begins. I know. You want that number again. Lucy, 978-683-9121. No tickets sold at the door for the Vosbeg on Saturday night, October 19th, 123 Old River Road, Andover. St. Sag, St. Mester of Armenian Church Cultural Committee, proudly presenting Armenian Cafe Night with performances by renowned singers Arthur Isparian from Yerevan and Nara from California. Special appearance by composer Aram Satyan. He's the president of the Composers Union of Armenia. There'll be sumptuous appetizers, wine, pastry, and coffee. Friday, October 25th, 7:30, Agavian Auditorium. Tickets $35 per person by reservation only. Call Anahid 401-529-5210. Call in Anahid 401-529-5210. This event again is Friday, October 25th, 7:30, Armenian Cafe Night. This is Kevork Artinian in band. You can hear them live October 26th for the Gala Banquet Dinner Dance 85th Anniversary Celebration of St. Zvartanan Church's Murad Armenian School. Congratulations, 85 years strong. They've been teaching our youngsters Armenian, and what better way to celebrate with Kevork Artinian in band. Saturday, October 26th, Providence Marriott Hotel. Make your reservations now. Contact Tallinn 401-230-0021. 401-230-0021. Gallet Banquet Dinner Dance, Saturday, October 26th. Dinner and dance, $85 for adults, $30 for age 10 and under. If you would like to attend the dance only, $50. Again, Kevork Artinian and band will be performing. Let's take a listen. This is Kevork and band.
Thank you.
Right now we're listening to the music of Armenia, Celestial Harmonies. This CD was put together, it's recorded in the Kerat Monastery, and you're hearing the duduk right now in the background. And this music is truly inspirational. It focuses, there are 6 volumes to this CD, and it's sacred in folk music traditions of Eastern Armenians. And again, it was recorded mostly in the Modern Republic by David Parsons. And again, it was done in monasteries in Armenia. And this music is just beautiful. This on in the background. The Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island genealogy presentation, Sunday, October 27th at 1 o'clock, Hushamadyan, a project to reconstruct Ottoman Armenian town and village life. This is a live Skype presentation, 1 o'clock at the Ahari offices at 245 Waterman Street, Providence, 5th floor conference room. Refreshments available at 12:30, museum open from 2 to 3:30. Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island presenting on Sunday, October 27th, 1 o'clock. And that takes us to November, and we all know November is bazaar time. First up on November 2nd and 3rd is St. Sag and St. Mesrob Church's annual food fair and bazaar. November 2nd and 3rd, Saturday and Sunday, at 70 Jefferson Street, Providence. Armenian food and delicacies, shish kebab, turshi, cheese, but you know, we all know the great food that you can get at these bazaars. And November 2nd and 3rd, mark those calendars, and haram etsek, we look forward to seeing you all there. And please do make sure that you're helping out going up to the bazaar. The next few weeks, I know all 3 churches are in full swing getting ready. The following weekend, November 9th and 10th, Saturday and Sunday, we'll see you at Rhodes on the Patuxent in Cranston for Armenian Fest 2019, St. Varsanon Church's annual bazaar. Again, it's at Rhodes Place in Cranston, Broad Street. And, you know, it's a good idea. I don't know whoever came up with this. In their Gentak, they have a schedule of what's being done when going up to the bazaar. So today's the 13th. On tomorrow, it's a holiday. They're making spinach bureg starting at 9 a.m. So go to St. Varsanon Church's kitchen and you can help out. If you don't know how, no experience necessary. They can teach you a few things and you're helping out. So again, tomorrow, October 14th, go make spinach bureg, 9 a.m. And they have a whole schedule in the Gentak. So you can check that out, but please do help out. Even if you can just spare a little bit of time, they can use the help. So again, please help out for these bazaars. I know all churches are in need of help. And again, St. Vart's Bazaar, Saturday and Sunday, November 9th and 10th. Remember, it's 2 floors of fun. If you've never been, you're in for a surprise. They have a zillion, and I'm not exaggerating, vendors that are there. Get your Christmas shopping started. They also have food booths everywhere, and there's just a lot to do. Live music, there's dancing. They have the dance groups that perform, the children's groups perform on both days, and it's just a lot of fun. Bring your Odar friends as well. They have a blast. So again, that's November 9th and 10th. And then we follow up with the Armenian Evangelical Church's Bazaar. Their holiday bazaar is Saturday, November 23rd. Keep in mind, this is a one-day only bazaar. It goes from 12 to 6. 6 o'clock, it's over. 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston. Traditional Armenian dinner served all day long. Armenian and American pastries. There's a treasure room and a penny social. All are welcome. Saturday, November 23rd. Mark that time, 12 to 6 on Saturday. And save the date, November 30th, for the 48th annual Holiday Kef with the Providence ACYOA alumni. Going on from 8:30 in the Agavian Cultural Center, Johnny Barbarian, Mal Barsamian, Jay Baronian, Kenny Kalajian. Cash bar, coffee, dessert, raffles, sponsors, and donations are accepted if you can't attend, so think about that. Call Rena Mugardichin for your reservations, 573-5731. You can also call Stephanie Masoyan, 401-862-6323. Call Stephanie, 401-862-6323. And as always, the church office is always around, 272-7712. 48th Annual Holiday Kef. Save that date, November 30th. And with that, we're going to take a little bit break and go with Babin Bogoshan.
Thank you.
And that was Bobby and Bogoshan. We have a lot of music coming your way, and let's listen to a little Sayat Nova right now. Listening to the music of Sayat Nova. A little bit about Sayat Nova. His mother, Sarah, was born in Tiflis. His father, Harabet, either in Aleppo or Adana. He was born in Tiflis, though. And Sayat Nova was skilled in writing poetry, singing, and playing the kamancha, changuri, and tambur. He lost his position at the royal court when he fell in love with the king's sister, Anna. He spent the rest of his life as an itinerant bard. In 1759, he was ordained as a priest in the Armenian Apostolic Church. His wife, Marmar, died in 1768, leaving behind four children. He served in locations including Tiflis and Harapat Monastery. In 1795, he was killed at the Harapat Monastery by the invading army of Agha Mohammad Khan Qajar, the Shah of Iran. Agha Mohammad Khan demanded that Sayat Nova convert from Christianity to Islam, which he refused to do. Considering it tantamount to turning Turk and declaring his religion as undeniably Armenian Christian. Hence, he was executed. He is buried at the Armenian Cathedral of St. George in Tiflis. This is Sayat Nova. The Salem Cross Inn and Bright Nights Forest Park is where you'll be going with the Ladies Guild of St. Varsanon's Church on Friday, December 6th. They're having a great trip up north. It's $94 per person and book now, limited seating. It's a bus tour with Conway Tours, the Salem Cross Inn, and the Bright Nights at Forest Park. This tour includes a wonderful luncheon at the Salem Cross Inn. You'll be visiting the Yankee Candy Company. And, you know, for more information, contact Joyce Bagdasarian. This is set for Friday, December 6th. Join the ladies for fun and fellowship. Again, Friday, December 6th. It's a bus trip to New Hampshire. Call Joyce Bagdasarian, 401-434-4467. 434-4467. And we have, you know, more events coming up your way, but we do want to tell you about Hainai 2020. New Year's Eve, I know people are already making their plans, featuring Khachik Jingarian, Armin Mardigyan, and Steve Vospigyan. Also performing is Mal Barsamian, David Hoplamajan, Ron Tutunjan, Jake Turkanian, Bruce Jagarjan, Haruchun Chirigoyan. And admission is $100 per person, children under 12, 25. If you're interested, you do need to purchase your tickets in advance. You can contact ARA 401-486-8495. Hainai Ring-In 2020, New Year's Eve, with a great, I mean, last year it was fantastic, and I know it was sold out, so you do need to make your reservations early. 2020 Hainai, Armenian style, New Year's Eve. Limited number of tables available, so call now. Call ARA 401-486-8495. 2020 New Year's Eve. Now we're going to go to the Armenian Chorale of Rhode Island. Journey to Armenia, June 23rd through July 4th, 2020. Taking deposits now. The deadline for your deposit is January 15th. You must register before January 15th. And a journey to Armenia with St. Sag St. Mesrop Church. It's a parish pilgrimage led by Father Shonark. Again, June 23rd through July 4th. Space is limited. Visiting Etchmiadzin, Yerevan, Armenian Genocide Memorial, Khovirab, Norovank, Lake Silivan, Dilijan, Garni, Kekhar, Karabakh, and Gumri, as well as the far centers. Trip includes round-trip airfare from Boston, full transportation and transfers in Armenia, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner according to the itinerary with a Marriott Hotel accommodation. I hear that Marriott Hotel is really, really nice as well. The tour is in English, and it's all done by SEMA Tours. They've been doing this for years and years. You can contact SEMA Tours for more information. Contact 610-359-7521. Call SEMA Tours, 610-359-7521. The cost per person based on double occupancy is $2,975. That pretty much includes everything. So, journey to Armenia with St. Sag St. Mesro. I'll be there, will you? You can hear the duduk in the background. In the duduk here. Soloist Kevork Dabagyan performing on the CD. He's considered the best duduk player alive today. His performances of traditional Armenian folk music are considered by purists to be free of foreign influence. As a duduk is never played alone, Kevork Dabagyan is accompanied by Krikor Takushan and Edward Haratunian on the duduk dam, and percussionist Kamo Khashaturian plays the djol. I hope you've enjoyed our second week of Cultural Month programming. Next Sunday, we'll be listening to excerpts from Anush Opera. Well, it's that time. As Dad always says, Urachatsur, Gurachanas, Mez Jamanagalaratsav, Shagalchun, Senin Hamar. Sidasuchun Minchev Harachika Giragiaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded, but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tarayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour right now on WARA 1320, Attleboro. Happy Sunday. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the week.